makes us sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
As you can tell, Caesar's dead.
Caesar is gone.
And I got a new person on my left.
Hi.
It's Pookie Bear.
Hi, my name is Pookie Bear. I'm glad to be here, Tyler. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we do this shit, don't we?
I believe we do.
And, yeah. And, what the fuck? That shit. Oh, we're going to take a quick pause. And we're back.
Yeah.
Sorry. Technical difficulties. Take a look at this shit, and it's all fucked. But, yeah, we do this shit, right?
It's all gone, man.
We burned this shit down?
We burned it.
This makes me want to burn this motherfucker down.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
Burn it down to the ground.
That's what we do. We like to burn shit to the ground. And, yeah, dude, what's up?
You know, dude, I'm just happy to be here. I'm glad that I get a chance to finally be on here. I miss Caesar, but, you know, we fucking slayed him.
You know, he had to die. We're talking all that shit.
Laid him out.
So, fuck him.
Pow!
And, what'd you say?
Said pow!
But, yeah, guys, this is Cody.
Hey.
You doesn't really do Twitter.
Nope.
Facebook, if you're a friend. If not, fuck you, right?
If you're a car guy, you can follow me on Instagram, cody.quattro.
You might want to spell that. These people are retarded, too.
Cody, C-O-D-Y, dot quattro with a Q-U-A-T-T-R-O.
Yes.
And that's how we do it out here.
You can find me on Pornhub, / fat guy, big tits, and you'll find me there.
Favorited your channel last week.
Yeah, dude. When you bust your nuts, you gotta get me, right?
Oh, dude.
So, yeah, no. First guest. Actually, no, you're our second, because we had a drunk edition with like 50 other people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't get to catch that one.
It was fun.
Was it a good time?
It was Caesar's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a girl. She was drunk. You know, this is her right here, actually.
Okay. Literally human shit.
If you could tell, she's saying lur.
I think that was literally.
Literally human shit.
She's trying to say literally. But
literally
human.
Yeah,
she sounds kind of gone.
Yeah, dude, she was, I don't know what the hell, you had to listen to it. She was talking about something, and she was just, it was funny.
I did that once.
And then Caesar's friend talked about how he fucked up Beto's burrito. Yeah, dude.
No way.
Like bean and cheese, he just.
Bean and cheese.
It was Caesar's last, not this one, but last, the one the year before, it was the 1 year anniversary.
And then he fucked a burrito.
He's like, I dare you to fuck that burrito. No. Okay, and then he
wait, Caesar did this?
Caesar dared his friend to.
Oh, on his birthday.
Yeah, so his friend fucked it, and then he woke up
birthday
with just beans sense. All over his. And what's funny, they put the fucking burrito back in the fridge.
Oh,
like,
no.
He's going to eat it, but, like, no one's going to eat it.
Yo, bro, he might have been
that's
that
what
drunk.
I said. Like, you better not waste that shit. You better
microwave that in the morning.
Got some flavor on that, right? But yeah, dude, it was pretty cool, though.
Fuego.
But, yeah, remember how I was telling about how, I don't know if people noticed, but my ex, okay, let's see. So, a few, this was like maybe episode, I don't know, 4 or 5, and I mentioned that I want to run over my ex.
Okay.
And she found out, and she texts me saying, you know, why you want to run me over? And I'm like, what the fuck? This is weird. I don't have her on my friends, Facebook, nothing. I don't know how she found out. And this is like episode 4, so you know she's creeping.
Okay.
Like, hard,
like,
dude.
Like that Michael Myers picture when he's like.
Yeah, and she's just like, she was always crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no names because she knows who she is.
She might find out again.
But ever since I mentioned I want to hit her with my car, so she got all butt hurt. So I dedicate this to her, you know?
Okay.
And, yeah.
Say goodnight.
Yeah, dude. You know.
That's good.
Dude, I found a clip of you. You know, I know you're always in there with your cars.
Okay.
But I saw you not in a car. You were in a store, dude.
I was in a store.
You were, like, robbing that bitch, weren't you?
Oh. Tyler.
That's Cody, the.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, fuck it. Don't give my fucking 25 cents. And you get fucking dealt with.
Fucking turn that into 5 million. No way, man. No.
Yeah, dude. So, I'm gonna have a new segment on ways on how to kill my ex.
Oh, let's do it.
So, I'm trying to find sound clips here, but I don't have any other ones. That's my only one.
Oh,
maybe this one, you know.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
So,
pow. I feel like that's the sound clip of you when we knock Caesar out.
Yeah, dude. You know, hopefully no one can find his body.
Hopefully.
But if you do.
Search Hawaii.
Yeah, you'll find Hawaii with all the big bitches.
Big booty bitches.
So, yeah, dude.
Okay, so what kind of segments you guys got here?
Oh, yeah. So, first segment, Cody, is this one here.
What we got?
Is basically, when was the last time you shit yourself?
My shit pushed in. Oh, yeah, man. I had my shit pushed in, bro. Big time.
So, yeah, when was the last time that you remember you shit yourself?
Yeah.
You like that one?
That was a good topic.
I'm trying the fucking light. It's hot already.
The light creates heat.
All right, let's see if I can do this.
You got this. Shit. Reach that.
There we go. You can open the light if you need to, but it's all good.
I can open the light.
God said.
All right.
Fuck God, niggas. Open the
open this light. So the last time.
Left.
Left side.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Down. Here we go.
Other one. No, I mean like the blinds. You can open the blinds if you want to. Oh. Not to be light.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the window.
But yeah, what was the last vivid memory of? Was it just because I shit myself? Like, I think it was last month.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
It's fairly recent.
Yeah, it sucked.
You want to care to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, I talked about it before, but I don't think I did. Actually, basically what it was is I was downstairs. You know how I was like, oh, I got a fart.
Right.
Dude, it wasn't a fart. Yeah. It was a shart. And I was like, fuck. And I heard it right upstairs, and I was swearing up and down like, shit, right. Fuck. Yeah, because I haven't. That's the first time in a long time. Remember the last time I shit?
Right,
it was in front of your door.
My door.
And that was like the last time, I think.
I feel like we need to tell people that story.
I told people this, dude.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but basically I just ran up to your house.
Yeah, morning before school.
Yeah, like, what's up, dude? Let's go. And then, all right, hold on. And then I shit myself, and I hope it ran to my house.
Like fifth grade.
And then you probably opened the door like, what the fuck?
He disappeared, and I just ran to the bus stop. I was like, I don't want to miss the bus because this fool just dipped.
Then I come back.
I was like, where'd you go, dude?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I shit myself.
Oh, no.
What's funny is even back then we didn't give a fuck. Like, dude, I shit myself.
Oh, shit, man.
Anyone else, I would have told no one. Like, oh, yeah, I had to go. I forgot something, you know?
I forgot my homework.
But when's the last time you shit yourself?
So the last time, I mean, if we're talking shits, it's been a minute since, like, I would say probably New Year's of, 2011, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
Did I shit myself that night at Brian's party?
Which one? The one that he went crazy and started running in the streets?
Yeah.
And then fuck boy, other Cody was there?
Maybe, yeah.
Or was this the other time?
I don't know. I think I shit myself at Brian's.
I remember you threw up.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, Cody, okay? And then you went back to sleep. I'm like, you ain't going to cover that?
I just laid in it.
You're all, fuck it. I'll do it later.
It's a bath.
I'm like, all right, dude, fuck it, yeah.
It's a puddle of love.
And then we got Menudo that time.
Ooh, that was good. So the last time, I would have to say, it was probably, it was last week. Was it last week or the week before? Anyways, so my buddy Cody at work picked me up some street tacos for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought down some of the hottest ghost chili pepper that he could find.
Oh, shit.
And poured it all over my tacos. Okay, this is all without my knowledge.
Yeah.
He poured it all over my tacos. And then he went downstairs to the shop. And one of the parts guys, he actually had some of like the, I don't know how they measure heat with hot sauce.
Oh, the Scoville units.
Yeah, units. Yeah. So it was like 10,000 of those.
Oh, shit.
And it got pretty real. So he poured that all over my first taco, put some ghost chili pepper on the others. He brought me like 5 tacos. Okay. So he brings it up to me at work, and I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, oh, here's your food. I was like, cool, thanks. He's like, eat that one first. And he stands around waiting for me to eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I should probably know that it's not going to go good. Like, he did something to these. But I was like, nah, dude, I'm hungry. I trust this dude. All right, here we go. And so I grabbed the one that he points at first. He's like, eat that one. I was like, all right. I took a fat-ass bite of it. Like, you know, small street tacos. Mm. Not very big.
Dick, put in your dick.
Yeah, it was like 3/4 of my dick. I mean, I took a bite. Like, that was like 3/4 of the taco.
Yeah.
Engulfed it. Ate. I pounded that whole, and he looks at me. And he's like, how did that go, dude? And I was like, that's fine, dude. It's hot.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then it's starting to hit me, and I start sweating, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And so he runs back down. He starts going back to work, whatever. I'm sitting upstairs, and I'm like, I can't work right now. My stomach was all gurgling and burgling, and I had to, like, fart. And I thought it was a fart, but it was a shart.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
But you had pants on?
Yeah.
Well, I had shorts on. That was the worst.
Did it run down your leg?
Yeah, it was gross. It was yeah. I was like, fuck. That's all I was swearing up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
dude.
So I just didn't wear any underwear for the rest of the day.
For real?
Yeah, I just threw them away.
Dang, dude.
It sucked, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I shit three times, threw up four.
Oh, fuck.
That was extremely hot. And so I went back, and guess what I did?
What? Ate some more.
Finished the rest of the tacos.
Fuck it, right? So I can imagine, dude, like, you're just on the toilet, like, you know.
Oh.
What's funny? That's actually you.
That's a good clip right there.
We used to do videos years ago.
Find us on YouTube.
That was funny. And
actually, don't find us on YouTube.
Don't do it. You won't regret it. And that was him. Yeah, for sure, dude.
That was a great clip. But that's exactly how it went, dude. I was sitting on the toilet at work, and it just felt terrible.
God, that's awesome.
Mm. Oh. Never again. I genuinely got pissed at him.
That's how you know they're good tacos, and you shit yourself, and then you go eat some more. You know, you're like, I just shit myself, but fuck it, these are good tacos.
Like, I don't feel very good, but you know what? I'm still hungry.
Yeah, for sure. That's rough, dude.
It's not a bad thing, you know? But really, I wish he wouldn't have. But at the same time, like, now I have the experience to say, yeah, I ate ghost chili peppers and, like, the hottest hot sauce on some street tacos.
That's, like, some shit you see on, like, the Man vs. Food. He's just, like, eating and he's all red.
He's all sweating.
I don't know if he ever shit himself.
Yo, like. I bet, dude. I bet that's what he does on the date. Like, how full that fool gets.
He was big for a while and lost a lot of weight.
Well, that's not healthy.
Yeah. I don't think he does it no more. He does, like, he watches other people do it.
He challenges
other people. Yeah, he coaches like, people. He's like, hey, you could do it. Eat it. Fuck, I got this. Watch. That's how you do it.
How would that be to be a fucking food coach, like a food challenge.
Yell
coach.
People, eat that shit, eat it, eat it. That's all you ever fucking say. You got this.
You go out to lunch with them and one dinner more bite. With them every day.
It's hey, like man. Never the fucking same, huh?
Yeah.
God.
You have a fork and a spoon in both hands, and you're just like, let's go. Let's do it.
We're off the clock. I don't give a fuck. Do it.
Make it happen. Make your dreams come true.
Eat that bitch. That's so funny, dude.
I know it.
I don't know, man. That's. I remember when we go to, what's it called, Tacano's?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's bomb, dude, when we fucking just eat like crazy.
Get the meat sweats.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Don't mind me, I'm just eating this elf fudge. Oh, yeah.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all ears. Eat that fudge. There you go.
Get it right in there.
Eat that shit.
Mm.
Did you guys like our intro song?
That was pretty great.
Right? I got a remix to it, dude.
What's it?
Want to hear it?
What's it all about? All
right, you got it.
Jesus Christ, Dominica.
Dude, that's so much better, dude. I love good. People remixing shit.
Even just like plain old videos.
Yeah, dude.
Like the Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife video.
Yeah.
They remix that song into a.
Oh, dude. They I don't
remix
know.
Remix that video into a song.
I don't know if you. I don't think I've showed you this. You probably know.
What's that all about?
It was our abortion song. Did you hear that on our last one?
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to give it to you, okay?
Give it to me straight.
So basically, abortion's not funny, but the way the song is, it fucking gets me and Caesar every time, okay? So I have to skip ahead because at first it's just like all this fucking talking, right? So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
My sheet is November 20th. Only today the doctor told my mother that I'm living here under her heart. How happy she must be. Are you happy, mother?
So basically it's that voice, but it starts singing, dude, and it's just like, oh, Jesus.
Developed, although the lids are still shut. When mother brings me into the world,
this is about divorce, you said?
Abortion.
Oh, abortion's great.
But divorce is funny. Abortion's not.
December 28th.
This is it.
Today, my mother killed me.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
It's all serious.
Why did you kill me, mommy?
I don't know why this is funny.
When God made me special for you.
Is this supposed to be serious?
Yeah, dude. It's like
this is serious?
It's called Diary of an Unborn Child, dude. So
it reminds me of that prom night dumpster baby.
Yeah, dude.
No?
That's the fucking best. And then
that's the best.
This is my theme song, me and Caesar realized.
Fat guy.
Dick in the butt. Fat guy takes it in the ass.
Fat guy's giving it to other fat guys at the butthole. To other fat guys at the butthole.
Yeah, dude. That's totally.
Oh, he said up the butthole.
Yeah, fat guy.
I thought he said at the butthole.
Oh, that'd be cool too.
That'd be all right.
But at the butthole usually.
I'd listen to it.
Yeah, dude. What's your theme song?
You know, I don't think I've given myself a theme song yet.
Really?
I would say Choices by E40.
I think I could probably get one for you, dude.
Because that's my shit.
You know.
All right.
Let me see.
Oh, what is that song? It's like Boy Street Racer.
Oh, this,
this is all my song
this
right here.
This is your dude. This is totally your. Like, you know.
What are we going
to
do, Tyler?
Right when you come to work.
What are we going to do?
You just start walking in, dude, like this. Yeah, dude, that's totally you.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
You should totally put this in your car. Like, every time you wake up to go to school, you just fucking play that song, bruh.
You ever watch that Austin Powers? When he got he puts on his little Nike or Jordans. And
put the mic closer.
Like, he's got, like, the little pumps.
Oh, yeah.
On his tongue. On the tongue of his shoe, yeah.
And if I can pop
it blows up.
It's the white powder in his face. Yeah. That's so funny. I forgot all about that, dude. It's
baby powder.
Hmm.
Nah, that's a good show right there.
That's so funny.
If you don't like Austin Powers, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Austin Powers, dude?
Austin Powers is a great man.
I wish they... I need to get those on DVDs. I have on VHS, yeah. But...
Who has a VHS player anymore?
We just got tapes, nigga.
You got a tape player?
Got the tapes.
Do you, though?
No, I don't got the VHS. Oh. I just got the tapes.
Oh. You should sell those.
It's like my mixtapes.
Yeah, you should drop those on eBay or Amazon.
Yeah, dude. Didn't you know I actually did a, you know... a
vintage copy.
Did you get my mixtape last week?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Here's a preview.
Oh, shit. This shit fire right here. Goddamn, you dirty bitch.
Yeah, dude, that's totally...
Yeah. I was hyping up on that last week.
Were you? Yeah, dude.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh, and shit.
And shit.
Yeah, what y'all know about that and shit life?
Yeah, dude.
Literally.
So Tyler. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, she's literal human.
Literally.
Who
is that? Does she listen to this?
I don't think so.
You better hope not.
We told her to listen to it. She's like, I'm excited, but she didn't. I don't think she remembers what's going on.
That's how ratchet bitches do it.
She don't remember what's
going on. Yo, let me tell you this story.
Get it.
Okay, so this weekend, we were out cruising through Ogden. Okay.
Yep.
And we needed some race gas, so we were going down to the Shell. I don't know if you guys are all about race gas or whatever, but so we go down. The Shell's...
What's race gas?
Race gas is like super go-fast gas.
Oh, for real? They make that shit?
So, yeah. So, like, instead of getting, like, 87 or 89 or 91,
okay.
These are all grades of gas, right? 93 is something that they have locally in Roy.
Oh, for real?
Shell. 93, yeah. It's a 93 octane. And basically, like, I don't know, just... Like, it helps with go fast. Like,
that's cool.
I don't know.
I didn't know that. I thought all shit was the same.
No.
I don't know, dude.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. I just put it in. Diesel, fuck it.
Diesel. Give a shit. I love that green handle.
Yeah. I like the color. Put that shit in my car. It's been acting funny ever since, but you know what? I like it.
But whatever. So, yeah. So, we're out there, and I'm with Colton, and we go get some gas. He's got to go. So, I go drop him off. I come back, hang out, and me... My friend Marissa, Cody, Caden, Haley, and Nate and his girl, Kaylee. We all go out, and we're like, hey, we should stop by the Shell again and get some more gas. So we stop by that Shell, and we pick up some gas. And right when we pull up, like, there's, like, the two sides of the gas station, right? There's the one side, then there's the middle where, like, the cashier and all the store is. And there's the right side where the other gas is.
Right.
Okay, so we pull through. We pass Nate. We're like, oh, what's up, dude? So we pull through to the right side, and all of a sudden, like, Cody, he's in the front seat, and he looks back at me. He's like, oh, God, dude, just look over. I was like, what? He's like, look over to your right. I look over, and there's just a fucking tweaker sitting on the curb.
Oh, shit.
That's a woman tweaker. Little Lily, I'm going to call her. Her name's going to be Lily. I don't know her name. She's a Latina girl. some ratchet Latina.
Yeah, dude. That's how I like them.
And then there was like these dudes changing the tire on this old like Malibu that's got like 23s, 24s on it.
Jesus.
And so I was just like, oh, shit. From then, I was like, this is going to be bad. Okay. So we pull in. We're starting to get gas, whatever. Caden's just chilling over somewhat by the tweaker, but not really next to her.
Okay.
He's kind of like still a couple feet away, and his car's facing the opposite direction. So Nate pulls up, and Nate comes around and faces the opposite way direction Caden is facing. Okay. So Caden's facing, let's say, east. Nate pulls in facing west.
Okay.
So this bitch is sitting on the curb in the back. Nate's lights shine in her face. Okay. And I'm sitting there talking to Nate. I'm bullshitting with these guys over here in between their cars. And I'm like hanging out. And this girl gets up and she walks over. She starts storming over. So I look back. I'm like, what the hell? And she's like, can you guys not hear? I said, what? That's what I mean. Like, that's probably not the best thing to say when someone says you can't hear.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Wait. What?
Obviously, I can't, bitch.
So I said, what? And she said, I told you to turn your lights off. And Nate looks at her and he's like, oh, my lights are automatic. And Cody's a really antagonizing kind of guy.
Okay.
He likes to talk a lot of shit.
God damn it.
And it's just great all the time because it's hilarious. But he's like, yeah, sorry to this girl. And she's like, what'd you say? And he's all, I said sorry, but I wasn't talking to you. And she's all, you were talking to me. He's like, no, I was talking to him. And I said, sorry. She's like, why are you telling him sorry? He's like, because I was being an asshole. And she's like, yeah, you were. Okay, so.
That's the first time something backfired on his ass.
Oh, yeah. So let me fast forward a little bit. We're finishing up, filling up gas. We just walked back over to the car, and we're all about to leave. And she just starts talking shit. The tweaker girl. Okay, so this tweaker bitch starts running her mouth about something I don't even know. I wasn't even coherent at the time. I mean, I'd had a couple beers, but I wasn't all about that. So we start pulling out, and she starts rushing to the car. Like, she's not running, but she's like a really fast-paced charge.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. She starts pushing the car. Like, she doesn't, like, touch the car, but Marissa, she's in the driver's seat. Cody's had a couple beers. I've had a couple beers. I'm sitting in the back seat. Cody's window's down. And she starts talking shit. Cody's just like, oh, yeah. Like, just, like, fucking making it worse.
Taking this bitch on, huh?
Oh, yeah. God. And so she starts rushing the car.
Oh,
and
shit.
Marissa, like, looks over at her, like, because she's in the driver's seat. She looks over to the passenger side because that's where she's rushing. She's like, I swear to God, if you fucking hit my car. And she stops. The girl stops. The tweaker stops. And she slaps Cody.
Oh, shit.
Right through the car. Like, through the window. Reaches in the car. Slaps Cody.
That's funny.
And Marissa gets out of the car. Super pissed. So she's like, you ever fucking touch my boyfriend? Touch my car? You don't even want to fucking know what's going to happen. And she's like, oh, yeah, bitch. Oh, yeah, bitch. And she starts, like, walking over. And she's, like, doing that little pull-up move, you know, like, where she's, like, squaring up her pants and shit. She's like, come on, bitch. Let's go.
She's straight up thug, dude.
Yeah. Well, she looks like she was coming down from some shit. I don't even know.
I bet, dude. She's ready.
Okay, so I was like, oh, fuck. Shit's about to go down, you know?
That's when you pull out your phone, dude.
No, I ain't about that World Star. Nope. So she starts running over to the other side of the car. So Marissa gets out of the car and, like, stands up and starts, like, they're both yelling at each other. I don't even know what's being said at this point. They're both yelling at each other. So this girl grabs Marissa's face and grabs her body and, like, pushes her away.
Damn.
Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
And Marissa's like, oh, fuck no. And she's like, just let me fucking leave, as I was trying to do ever so peacefully before your ass came up in here. Blah, blah, blah. So, like, it got pretty intense, right?
Yeah, dude.
We get back in the car, and she's still talking shit. And Marissa's just like, I'm just trying to fucking leave. Get the hell out of here and get out of your fucking way. And I don't remember what exactly was said, right? I'm still
on
that.
Fuck you and your shoes. I'm out.
Right. This bitch had no teeth. So we're pulling out. And this girl comes up and fucking straight sucker punches Marissa.
What?
Through the window, dude. Like, you hear it, like, connect. Like, hold on. I gotta make this sound. It's just.
Damn.
Pow.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
But she didn't get knocked the fuck out, man. No, but the hit connected, and I heard it in the back seat. I was like, holy fuck, this bitch just hit Marissa.
Oh, damn.
And so, like, I pop my door open. Marissa pops her door
open. You start speaking on that bitch.
No, Cody pops his door open. Everyone gets out of their cars. All of our squad that we were with.
Yeah.
Everyone gets the fuck out of their cars and starts moving over here. And Marissa, like, before I could react, like, I was out the car, but I couldn't react yet. Like, I was still like, what? You know? Marissa has this bitch. And she's just straight going to town, dude.
For real?
On her face, just boom, boom. She grabbed the back of her head with her left hand. She fucking just started
pounding.
It's
like dirty boxing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Marissa's not the type to get down. Like, I could show you a picture of her and you'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah, but dude, when someone pushes you, you gotta fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Like, she's the thing is, like, she was defending Cody. I started thinking about it. I was like, holy shit. Like, this is all because of Cody.
What a dick.
Like, I love the kid. But,
yeah, but you should have said, Cody, you're an asshole. This is all because of you.
Oh, well, like, it just kind of became, like, this thing where she was talking shit on Marissa, and Marissa was talking shit back to her, and then we were just trying to leave because all this was started for some lights in the face.
Dang,
like,
dude.
Your lights were in my face, bro. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Could you turn them off? Oh, you can't turn them off? Okay, I'll move. It could have been solved like that.
Yeah, but like, oh, okay, sorry. And then just that's it.
Yeah, but he said sorry, and she flipped out. So
the way he said sorry. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He just was like, sorry. Not sorry. Like,
yeah.
Bitch.
It was all,
and then, you know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, dude.
So she's beating this bitch's face in. Knocks her glasses off. Marissa's, I didn't realize how hood she was. I didn't. Not at all.
I know how hood she was. That's funny as fuck, dude.
So she's clacking her face. I was like, all right. And then this girl tries to swing on Marissa, and Marissa, like, ducks it. She's all, boom. I was like, what the fuck? When'd you learn boxing? And so, like, I catch this bitch's arm. I'm coming from her back right now. I grab her arm, and I lock her in to me, and I pull her to my chest, and I pick her up, and I pull her away.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you need to chill the fuck out. And she's like, oh, you're a gross. I was like, yo, you fucked up. You need to get out of here.
You fucked up. Damn, dude, that is crazy.
And so, long story short, I mean, that was kind of a long story, but
that's cool, though.
We ended up leaving and getting the fuck out of there and did race car shit.
Yeah.
But holy fuck.
Damn, dude, just because of some guy, you know.
Yeah, you know, race fuel comes at a cost, man.
You know, kicking people's ass left and right.
I'm going to kick his ass.
That's what she said, right, little tweaker bitch? And yeah. Then
well, and then her fat friends were like, hey, whoa. And so Nate jumped in, right? So Nate pulled her off
so
the second
fat,
time.
Fight the fat bitches?
Right, no. So Nate jumped in the second time and pulled that little girl off of Marissa and pushed her away. He's like, get the fuck, because she tried swinging on him, and he's like just back up. I ain't about to do this.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of, like, the big redneck fucking, just, I don't even know how to describe these guys, looking like meth addicts, looking like what's that show called that you always watch, Breaking Bad?
Oh yeah,
looking like one of those guys on there with all the tattoos and the
hey
bald
man,
head.
Got a dollar? Give me
I
a
got
dollar.
A ball head.
Give me a dollar.
But yeah, he comes over here and this dude's like 6'5",
dang,
looking like built Johnny Sterling. I don't know who someone's name.
Some
is.
Weird fuck. I don't know.
Some big white dude.
Yeah,
and he's like Nate's like. Nate's maybe like 5'6".
All for real short.
5'6", skinny. And he's like, this dude starts like stepping to Nate, and Nate does not step down.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, shit's about to go down. Like, I got to get, like, we got to get the fuck out of there. So Marissa just starts pulling away. Like, the car's just like revving. Cody's car is loud as shit. It's louder than mine. And it's on launch control, and you just hear wah ba 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 ba. Wah ba 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 ba. As Jesus. We're just trying to leave, dude. It was stupid. That's how my weekend went, though.
Hey, dude. your shit's always intense. Like,
follow that up.
Fuck, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened. I mean, I know why, but it's just crazy. It blows my mind that people are that ignorant.
It's all you got to do is watch your tone, dude. That's why I don't talk to people. You can get your ass beat by a crackhead.
Oh.
Or get punched and then Billy Bob and
beat their ass.
Fucking come out. Start talking shit. That's funny, dude. That's crazy.
We live in a society where that happens.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know.
And Roy.
Well, yeah, of course, Roy. You got people in there who are just hillbillies and tweakers. That's all you got, dude. So, yeah.
All right.
That's awesome, dude.
That was a good weekend.
That was a good story, actually.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How long do we usually do this?
Oh, we can keep going maybe like 10 more minutes. Oh, not long. It's 30.
I don't mind.
Yeah. Then so after you guys are all done, you guys partied?
Well, so we went out and met up with everyone because Marissa and Cody pulled out before, like, we all pulled out before everyone else.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, guys, we got to get out of here. And so we jumped in the car, left. Me and Cody shotgunned a beer.
And then you're just like, you know.
Tonight, we're getting fucked.
That works.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, so we did that. Marissa was shaky as shit. We went up and met up with a bunch of car people. And then, I mean, that was pretty much the rest of the night.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was eventful. I wish I would have recorded it, because that's some shit you don't see every day.
That's the shit I want to see on Snapchat. It's just fucking tweakers getting beat up, fat bitches, and some white guys in there, too, you know?
And they said, believe this, they said, oh, you in our hood now, honey.
It's always the white, like, tweaker bitches are always, like, straight-up gangster and, like, hood. You're
She was a little Latina, a little Lily.
Where the fuck did y'all come from? Oh, was she? Okay.
A little. Yeah, she didn't look healthy.
She doesn't look healthy. I don't know, dude.
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, that's funny.
With her and her family. Probably doesn't talk to her father anymore.
Something like that, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, now you just gotta know, like.
Next time, dude, just roll up on them, you know? Fucking just roll up, bruh. Don't even. Don't even have any more questions.
No more.
None, dude. That's all you gotta do.
Did you ever invent that bidet?
Oh, bidet? Mm-hmm. Nah. Nope.
Why?
Because, dude, we've just been winging it lately and just shitting like crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
That wasn't us, but, you know, I wish it was. One of these days, I'm going to record myself shitting.
It's going to be like that.
It's going to be fucking like.
Wet waterfall shits.
Yeah, dude. And then you're going to hear a little bit of tearing open because my asshole bleeds.
Give it a new name for WWW.
So, do you have any techniques on how to wash your ass?
Oh.
Is there a way, like, do you always go to that people should know out there?
You know, typically. Hold on, give me a second.
Usually what I do, of course you just spread and bend over, right?
Right, right.
But I don't know which one, dude. Last time I mentioned that, you know, if you're hot, all you do is put the cold water, let the hit your booty hole, mm-hmm. and your body just cools down,
dude. Cold showers?
So what I do is I'll take a nice hot shower, and then you know how usually when you get out of the shower, it's like you get out, it's all fucking cold? Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What you do is you put that bitch on a little bit of cold, let that run on your booty hole, okay. Walk out, dude, you fucking feel fresher than a motherfucker. And vice versa.
Does that work?
Yeah, dude, and try it. If it's winter, just fucking put your booty hole on the hotness, walk out, boom.
And it's hot.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, because if you ever notice, I don't know if you noticed, but your booty hole has a lot of heat down there.
Yeah.
So just cool that bitch off, and it cools your center. It's weird. I found a trick, but, you know, sometimes you got to play with your butt.
But it, like, matches your body heat to the room temperature.
Of your booty hole.
Wait.
Just try it, okay?
Okay.
Go home tonight. You let me know, okay?
Okay. So
I want a tube report on my desk tomorrow.
On my desk tomorrow. So my number one technique advice
mm-hmm. yeah,
to give would have to be, you know, you got the bend over, spread the cheeks, lift the leg.
Oh, yeah. I do that once in a while.
Yeah. You got to lift the leg. It helps you get the coochal area. Yeah.
The taint. Whatever that is.
Pow!
You think people ever do the baby, like just lay down on the bathtub, lift their legs, and just let that shit like
spray down?
Yeah. I can't do that because I'm fat, but that'd be cool to see.
That'd be cool to see.
Some baby do the baby. Fucking
do the baby. What's that Johnny Bravo line?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
Do the.
Oh. Do the monkey.
Yeah, do the monkey. That's it.
And he's just like,
chicken, chicken.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's so funny. I bet there's definitely people out there who never grew out of their child babyhood.
Yeah.
Who haven't grown over how to get their butt clean. So every time they take a shit, I'm sure they just hop in the shower. They're probably not like stupid. They probably grab the shower head and just like kick their legs up.
Oh, I'd do that, dude. If I had a movable shower, just shove that shit at your ass.
You have a movable shower head?
No, dude. You have one, don't you?
About that life.
Yeah, dude.
Since I was like 4.
You put that in your butt?
I did once.
Just see what it felt like?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it.
I had to wash my ass, you know?
There you go, bro.
And I felt flooded with water. So that's one way to quench your thirst.
Yeah, dude. Just totally shove that shit up in there.
Well.
You think your mom enjoys that, too?
Ew. You done fucked up for that one.
I had to.
I don't even want to listen to that. No way.
That's funny, dude. Well, I don't know, man. I think it's been pretty good. We got a pretty good solid. I appreciate you for coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Usually what we like to do before we close out, we like to give a little tip of the day.
Give me a little prayer.
No, just tip of the day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what's your tip of the day for the people out there that know?
This dick.
Okay, well, that's a good tip of the day.
No, I'm not. I'm not committing to that one.
This dick?
I can't.
That's a good tip, guys.
These nuts.
What's your tip of the day?
So, what kind of tip? Like, what are we talking
just
here?
Just a tip, like, you just know.
In daily life?
Yeah, whatever.
You know, my tip for today is going to have to be, don't sweat the big stuff because the small stuff is worse.
There you go. Okay, my tip of the day is.
Or vice versa.
Whatever, guys, just don't sweat shit, okay?
Don't sweat.
My tip of the day is, it's next time a tweaker bitch trying to step up,
yeah,
bring a bat.
Bring a bat or a paddle.
There you go.
Paddle gang.
Okay, bye.
We out.